Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District has designed a new website that aims to be more accessible and responsive following years of work and design. It's close to launching, and the district wants the community to preview the website during the soft rollout to offer feedback and help the design. Each page has a teal-colored bar on the top banner with an online website feedback link at the top right of the page. Clayton Holland, Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent, spoke with KSRM saying,
"We put out some information about that where folks can get on and check it out and give feedback if there's anything that's not working. So we call that bug bashing, making sure everything is where it needs to be before we fully switch over. So this has taken quite a while, you know, about 2 years of work and design, and you're invited to preview the website during the soft rollout for feedback. So you can find that on our current website. There's a link to it, and we'd love to hear your thoughts about our new page. And really, this is going to be matching what our schools have done and just an easier design, easier to find things, and as we said before, accessible to everyone."
Holland said that with this new website, it will look like the school's pages.
Yeah, it'll be very similar. I think the main difference on that is we had so many links and so many things over the years added to our old webpage, and just determining what's relevant anymore, what we need to keep, what works. Linked to countless documents and things from board meetings and from going way back. So just that time to really, pare it down and get it in line to where we need it to be.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District webmaster is requesting feedback when you see missing content, outdated content, broken links, quick links, and what you like about it. For more information, log on to RadioKenai.com to preview the new website. It was announced that Alaska will amend its statewide regulations, and starting January 1st, four-wheelers and other all-purpose vehicles will be allowed to be operated on public roads that have speed limits of 45 miles an hour or less. Though the regulations apply statewide, state law allows for municipalities to opt out, which is what Kenai and Soldotna both have done during recent city council meetings. City Manager Stephanie Queen told Soldotna City Council in November,
"As you're aware, the city prohibits the use of ATVs on roads. They're allowed to cross roadways in certain circumstances. And our attorneys have determined that existing set of regulations and our ability to enforce that section of code will remain in effect. So essentially, our city code is robust, it is properly articulated, and that when the change at the statewide level goes into effect on January 1, if the council chooses to do nothing, it will be status quo in terms of what's happening inside our city limits."
Kenai Police Chief Dave Ross explained to City Council,
"Our city ordinance or code that has not allowed ATVs on the road for years is based on a definition of off-road vehicle that will no longer apply when that happens. Our code says that an off-road vehicle is one that's not allowed on the road by state regulation, basically. So come January 1st, all those ATVs will be allowed on the road by state regulation. If that makes sense, Kenai Municipal Code says no off-road vehicles on bike paths, sidewalks, roads, parklands, private or public property without express permission. So if we don't change the definition, then off-road vehicles would probably be allowed in all those places, bike paths, sidewalks, parks, and stuff. So it's important to change the definition, and that's all this does."
Log on to RadioKenai.com now that these regulations are officially in effect for full information on how this affects you. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.